Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
I want to talk about the state's unemployment system. State representatives got together to ask for some answers from the folks at IDES to try to help everyone who's been experiencing difficulties with that the whole unemployment system. And we've talked about that a lot here on WGN and tried to help folks through it. State Rep Stephanie Kifowit joins the show, and I know you're probably hearing it from a lot of folks too, right? Stephanie, aren't people coming to you just saying, hey, this isn't working for us? Is it still as bad as it has been? What would you say?
I think, and thank you so much for keeping the subject matter in your feed and for having me today. I think situations are still an issue. In fact, just the other day, I got an email from an individual who got a letter that was dated 3 days after the date she was supposed to get a call, and of course she didn't receive it until 3 days after that, and missed the call and went back in the queue. And we have individuals that are near homelessness, that are getting their cars repossessed because they're not getting the benefits that they deserve.
Yeah, I hear that too. I hear also another complaint that I've heard from people who've reached out, listeners, et cetera. They say, well, even if you do get a call, they don't answer your question. There are hang-ups sometimes that they report, and it's sort of the road to nowhere. Even getting a human on the phone doesn't necessarily mean your problems are solved or that you get the help you need to connect you with the benefits you deserve and are owed. I wonder what you learned about that, the contacting a human or getting your problems resolved part of this that has been such a source of frustration.
Well, I think that the committee, there was a joint committee yesterday, really let the director know how much issue is still out there and that how much work needs to get done. Because, like you said, an individual had a employer put in the wrong information, so she's trying to appeal the denial. The company's trying to call to correct it, and nothing seems to be happening. So it's widespread, and we're going to have more committee meetings going forward to get to the bottom of this situation.
It was pretty heartbreaking. You mentioned one situation, but it was heartbreaking to listen to the representatives and read about it in these articles I saw about people, what they're experiencing. So you think about, gosh, it must be frustrating not to get your benefits. No, people are literally, down on their luck already, and this is just having traumatic consequences for so many. There's one person I heard who was living on $220 for the last 7 weeks, waiting on benefits. They were going to a gas station to get Wi-Fi in order to get internet access. Police were called on him because he was loitering. I mean, you think about the situations of the folks who are behind each and every one of those calls, and you realize the desperation and the way these people need to be helped. I know one of your suggestions was establish an emergency line for lawmakers to call for people on the brink of homelessness or people who are really, really just not going to make it. I mean, is there a way to reach out to those folks first and kind of move your way up and support some of the resources that are already out there?
Well, that's what I did. I bring that up to the director because there are people that just can't weather this storm. And there's individuals that might have been able to tap into savings, but there's also a lot of individuals that live paycheck to paycheck. And like you said, if they are on the brink of homelessness or, like Representative Elk said, living on $200 to last 7 weeks and getting their cars repossessed, we need to make sure that we can help those individuals right away. Mm-hmm. We don't want them to be homeless. We don't want them to lose their car. We want them to get back to work. You can't work if you don't have a car, and you can't file your claims if you don't have Wi-Fi. I mean, that poor individual trying to get Wi-Fi from a gas station, or I've seen people sitting outside our libraries, and, it's just a horrible situation that needs to be fixed.
And why is it that we're at this point, this far along, and people are still reporting such horrible problems with the process? If you had told me back in March, April, May that this was still going to be, we're still going to be talking about this, and people in this volume were still going to be having problems, I wouldn't have believed it. I just wouldn't. It just feels as if by now a lot of these problems should have been solved. Hire more people to work there. I mean, use some of the COVID relief funds for that. I don't know. It just doesn't it seem as if some of these things are pretty easily fixable?
Well,
am I wrong about that?
I do believe that. I do know that part of the issues with the state of Illinois has been budget issues, and improving our computer infrastructure has not been a top priority for the budget after the last 20 years. So a lot of the computer infrastructure in the state is archaic and, you know, for all intents and purposes, completely obsolete, but we keep it going. And so I think that that is a problem with it, along with the high volume is an issue. But you're right, we've been doing this a year now. We should have the system in place that can help these individuals. And I think going forward, our committee meetings are going to drill down to why is this still happening to people?
Mm-hmm. And then how quickly can you fix it? Because that's the other piece of it. Or how quickly can you provide resources? What would you tell people? Someone's listening right now, and there are a lot of people, I'm sure, who's saying, you know what, I'm having no luck. I'm just, you know, throwing up my hands in the air because I don't know how to connect with IDES. It's not working for me. I'm owed benefits, and I'm not getting them.
Well, my office, the representatives and the senators are in constant contact with IDES, trying to convey to the director and to her staff the need for these individuals to get resolution. And so I would still continue them to reach out to their local representative or senator with their issues and you know, try that way, along with still being in the queue and doing the best they can. It's very frustrating. It's frustrating for us, and we just want to help the families and the individuals that are suffering. It's just such a tragic situation.
It is. It really is. The people who the PUA over payments, that's something that comes up a lot. People who are contractors, independent workers, 1099 types, who got overpayments. Do you know what's going on with all that? Because we've had questions about that too. That arises.
It did come up in our committee yesterday, and there is a form that can be filled out of a overpayment waiver form that was just released, so we can assist with that paperwork and get that to the department, which pretty much says if the overpayment was not of any nefarious reason, it was just an accident, that they can waive the repayment penalty.
Mm-hmm. What were the kinds of things?
But that just came out yesterday. It just came out yesterday in the committee hearing.
Okay, so that they can waive it? Did you say?
Right. There's a form that says that the overpayment was by accident, and it was not the fault of the person, and that we can submit that form as a waiver to having to repay it.
Okay, that's good news. That's good news for those folks who were had those letters come out to say, hey, you know, where's the money? And they had already spent it. And so you're saying that they will be forgiven. They have to fill out this form. And you find that form by hopefully not calling to get a human at IDES. You find it another way?
I think it's on their website. But
okay.
I know
terrific.
The representative offices and the state senator's offices have that too.
Okay, good. And I just wonder, what were some of the, I mean, to try to understand the other side of this, what were the concerns, experiences, thoughts shared from IDES?
Well, one of them is that the director stated that they posted jobs last year in April, and they were not able to onboard individuals that they had hired until September. So we have to look at that lag time. So they are continually trying to hire individuals. There are some constraints because they do fall under the federal government, some rules and guidelines that they have to follow as well. To that effect, tangentially, and the caseload, they over 20,000 calls a day they're getting, and at one point they had 90,000 claims in a week for a system that's designed to handle 4,000 to 5,000 claims in a week. So it is a computer system process as well, mm-hmm. along with outdated computers and infrastructure. Technology infrastructure that's outdated and stressed as well.
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like it's been a year. So, I mean, all that, I get it. We've heard those things over and over again, and now we're here a year later. And I personally know someone who is, he works at McCormick Place. He has not gotten one single benefit yet. And I've sat next to him as I've tried to help him get benefits, and I wanted to tear my hair out within 1 hour of just dealing with what he has to deal with every single day, trying to obtain the benefits he's owed. And it's just, you know, this is happening. You're hearing it from folks. We are too. I'm glad you guys are on top of it. Is there any other resource you'd want to pass on to us that would help people potentially, you know, try to connect them with some help in this area?
Well, like I said, my office, the representatives and the senators are in contact, and we try to follow up the best we can with individuals. But keep in mind that the House just recently got authorization to be able to hold these committee hearings remotely. So that's why we are now going to be on top of this and holding the department heads available and accountable to the people. Because you're right, individuals should not have to go through what they are going through in order to get the benefits that were awarded to them by Congress. It's just not right.
Because their businesses were shut down and their ability to make a living was shut down. I mean, it did, you know, it all circles right back to that. And that's I know you're well aware of that. I'm just pointing out that part of it leads to even more frustration. The opening of the facilities, did that come up also, Representative Kifowit, yesterday, that there is maybe a plan to open up some of these facilities for unemployment benefits?
Well, that was brought up, and I know the director is looking at it through the lens of making sure that the individuals are safe and can return to work safely. Not necessarily safety under the pandemic that we're in, but also because even before they closed their offices, there were a lot of threats of violence, a lot of violent individuals, and frustrated individuals, as you said, that are on their wit's end. So definitely they need to look at safety protocols as well, and looking at if there could be, you know, kiosks and things like that that can help out in the offices. So we did touch on that with regards to offices as well. And I know I've had people in my office, so our offices are open. But it's just Congress did a great thing by awarding the benefits in the PUA system. And it's not, I realize it's not just Illinois that's struggling with it. It's nationwide, but we really need to start getting the system in place for our people.
Yeah, no doubt. I'm happy you guys are on top of it. I'm happy that, you know, more people are in state leadership are devoted to trying to solve these problems, because I think it's, you know, it's so desperately needed. So thank you for telling us what's going on, and keep us posted, okay? Appreciate it.
Oh, anytime. Just let me know. And I'm honored to be on your show, and thank you for all you do as well.
Yeah, and I know you're always available, and we even last minute you come on with us. So thank you. Anytime there's an update, please just let us know. Thanks, Representative.
Thank you so much.
Representative Stephanie Kifowit there. She is talking about unemployment, as you just heard, and she mentioned go, you know, pester your local leaders. If you need some help too, try that route as well.